We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
And I'm rolling through this last full segment of the show with my Prairie Fire coffee. It's what we serve here at Entercom. It is the elixir for Sports Daily. Our bosses think enough of us to fire up a little Prairie Fire coffee. What are they serving you at work? Huh? You need to demand it. It's Prairie Fire coffee, the coffee of the Sports Daily and Entercom team here at KFH. Hurdle and Albrecht with you at 10:30 in the a.m., rolling along. Vahe Gregorian of the Kansas City Star with an interesting column in this morning's edition, talking about the yin and the yang of the Royals at this particular point, coming off a 6-5 loss to the Tigers yesterday at Kauffman. Now, 8 games under 500, but the yang is that they're only 5.5 games back as of June 1. This, of course, is all related to the ongoing questions of whether or not the Royals will be sellers at the trade deadline, which is still 2 months away. Yes, there's still plenty of baseball to be played, and the Indians are coming in, by the way, here. If you think that the Indians are the only team capable of pulling away in this division, which I tend to, as 2016 American League champions, it'll be an interesting time. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, they're on one hand, I watch the Royals, and I still do watch them, even with Danny Duffy now out, and things seem dire. It almost seems like a no-brainer, but Gregorian makes an interesting argument that why sell right now? And, of course, he brings up where the Royals were in 2014, 2015, very similar places where they were behind by 6 or 7 games even later in the schedule than they are right now, and look what happened. But here's what I would say. I don't have as much faith in this baseball team to be that kind of club. If you watch these guys day in and day out, and I'm not doing it every single day, but I see enough of the Royals to know that they just don't have my trust, kind of the way that those two teams did. Now, I'm not going to go back to the wild card team and give them an immense amount of credit, although they stayed the course late and were unbelievable in August and September. That's when they really hit the ground running. End of July, but especially August and September. I just don't see that from this team right now. And I'm trying to look around, and when I look at this roster, I try to think, okay, where do I see it? Where do I see the reason to kind of hang in there, be patient, especially now with Danny Duffy out for an extended amount of time? I don't know. Maybe you have a different perspective than I do on this.
I think it was a necessary column. I think it was well done. I read it as well. And I'll say this. I agree with it to some degree, but I do think there is reason. The difference between now and 2014, first of all, is that in 2014, not so many people were free agents the next season.
Right.
Your long-term future wasn't so dependent on that. Your short-term future was, but your long-term future wasn't as in question as it is now. And I think that there are a couple of things that they could do now, and if you could, you'd do them. And it's not... it's not about raising the white flag. It's not about believing or not believing in the team. And I know that those things are important, but they're not as important as what Dayton Moore's job is with the franchise, and that is to keep this team relevant all the time. And if a guy like Jason Vargas, who's been really, really, really good this year, and he was good again in May, all other than like one start, but how long is that going to last? And how long can he have what I believe is like the highest or one of the highest strand rates in baseball. You know, that's a guy I think it, that if the offer was there now, you'd take it. And there are teams that might make an offer. You don't have to make them, but you might as well say, you know, hey, if you want a starting pitcher that's pitching really well right now, give us an offer. We'll see about it. Because there's always that chance. I mean, what, you know, look at Jason Vargas's entire career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he can go at this level, and his trade value might not be higher than it is right now. The other guy, Kelvin Herrera.
Yep.
There are a lot of teams that could really use a bullpen piece right now, of course, including the Royals. But there are a lot of teams that may feel like they're in contention, and if the offer was right now, I think you make that move. Now, do you have to trade Hosmer now or Kane now or Moustakas now if those are guys that you decide you need to move or Escobar? No, no, because I do think that their value will be at its highest at the deadline, certainly. But I think when you're talking about a bullpen piece and you've got teams in there in contention that have lost starters and they could see Vargas' opportunity to get over the... I do think you need to entertain those offers. You already lost Duffy. So if you go and you trade Vargas for usable pieces in the future, I don't know. I guess, Bruce, that I hate the notion of, well, you got to appease the fan base now. No, you don't.
No, you not, really
not
don't.
That, no, nope. You don't. Because you got to make sure that that fan base will still show up the next 4 years. And I'm telling you, if this team's not good, they won't. They never, fans, no. Nowhere do they do that. So no, if the best thing for the team is to do something, you don't have to appease the fans in the here and now, because let's be realistic about where the Royals will finish this year. It's not going to be in the playoffs unless there's some miracle, and even that possibility took a major hit with the injuries to Danny Duffy. So you got to be realistic, and if the right offer is there right now for Herrera, or if it's there right now for Vargas, go do it. If it, you know, it's not going to be there yet for the positional players.
No.
But it might be for those two guys. So I do think it's a nice cautionary tale from Bahu, who's one of my favorites, by the way. And they are in contention this year. And I think this team does deserve a little credit and the chance to do, you know, what they can do this year. But the likelihood of that is so much less than what it was 3 years ago. And if there's an opportunity, and your long-term future is at stake here, like you have got to get usable players from this likely mass exodus that's going to happen. You have to, or it's going to kill the Royals.
Everybody talks about Danny Duffy. Nate Karns obviously is on the DL at this particular point too, and he's been a guy that's been, I mean, he's been, I think, better than serviceable so far for the Royals. The question is, how much do you believe in a Jake Junis, an Eric Skoglund, who was marvelous in his debut, and how fun was that to watch?
It was great, but he had a 4.50 ERA in AAA. So
absolutely,
hang tight on that.
Hang in there. Absolutely. But those are two potential starting guys. But there's not a ton of help coming from there. But I would agree with that. And you don't worry about position players at this particular point. It's good that I'm really glad that that Hosmer has become the – and he generally does. Eric Hosmer, given enough time, is going to hit. And sure enough, he's up over 300 again. The thing that's interesting to me about the Royals is they are getting absolutely nothing, zero, zip, from Alex Gordon and Alcides Escobar. Do you know that Alcides Escobar has 17 more at-bats than Mike Moustakas, who is easily the best power hitter that the Royals have? 17 more at-bats or plate appearances. And 8 more strikeouts. Alcides Escobar has struck out more than any player who plays day in and day out other than Brandon Moss, the DH, leads the team in strikeouts with 45. Escobar hitting 186 as a supposed contact hitter with 42 strikeouts. You talk about a black hole in your lineup. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And Alex Gordon. Oh, I mean, I know that he is, I don't know, maybe he's not as beloved now as he once was, you know, a couple of years ago when they made this deal that now kind of hangs around their neck like an albatross. Is there, I mean, not in Kansas City's history, I can't think of a deal that's gone south faster than the deal to lock up Alex Gordon. Yikes.
For Kansas City?
Not for Kansas City. I mean, there have been some for other guys, you know, around the league. But
Infante's deal was legendarily
hated. Yeah, Omar Infante's. Yeah, you're
hated,
right.
But not, I mean, the contracts aren't even comparable.
Right.
In amount. Boy, and it stinks, too, because who doesn't like Alex Gordon?
Has Alex Gordon even hit a home run yet? I don't think he's hit a home run this year. I know he hasn't hit a home run. He has not hit a home run this season. And he only has a handful of doubles. In fact, yeah, that's right. Hitting 175, no home runs, 9 RBI. Wow. And you're talking about a guy that's played in 46 games. Kills you. Just kills you.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care how many gold gloves he has out there in left field. I mean, he and Escobar are absolutely, are almost automatic outs.
It's so hard. Line. It's so hard because of what the group did for 2 years. And just for a fan base that wanted it and needed it so badly. But it ain't there now. You can't. You're talking about those two guys alone were two, I mean, cornerstones of those two runs.
Absolutely. Then you add Lorenzo Cain, who does have.
Who was playing at an MVP level when they were, you know, going to the World Series.
Does have 12 stolen bases, but is hitting .257.
I mean, Lorenzo right Cain has got. People will be. They'll line up to get Cain in center field. When the time comes, he'll be. He'll return as much as anybody, I think, that they'll be able to move. I mean, Lorenzo Cain, to me, like in center field, even if he does hit .260, .270 with his speed and his defense and what people want that. I mean, that will help anybody that's looking to make a move.
To me, the most interesting piece of the puzzle is still Eric Hosmer.
Oh, well,
and
sure.
I love the fact that he has elevated his game again to where we expect him to be. I mean, I expect Eric Hosmer to be an occasional power guy that hits around .300, good glove guy at first base, good Major League Baseball player. I don't think Eric Hosmer is great, but he's a good player, and I think that he makes the most interesting argument moving forward. What is the argument going to be amongst fans when it comes time to, when the rubber meets the road contractually with Eric Hosmer? Homegrown talent, face of the franchise, the whole nine yards. I mean, that to me is going to be a really interesting crossroads.
I think it's up to Hosmer. I think it's up to Hosmer.
Yeah.
Look at Bruce, his agent's history tells us it ain't going to happen. I mean, if he goes big money, I just don't think that's going to be in Kansas City.
You're right. And of course,
nor should it be. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I think that there's understanding here that the economics of the game will, in a large degree, indicate how this guy moves forward. It's just interesting. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.